This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back to the Elon Musk podcast, where we delve into the latest news and updates about one of the most influential figures in the tech industry. I'm your host, Will Walden. And in this episode, we'll be discussing two major stories that have emerged in recent weeks: the creation of Mozilla.ai, a new startup focused on building a trustworthy and independent open source AI ecosystem, and the leaking of Twitter source code, which has raised major concerns about the security and privacy of that platform. First up, we'll explore Mozilla.ai's vision for a more responsible and ethical approach to AI development. We'll examine the challenges facing the AI industry and discuss how companies like Mozilla.ai are working to build a better future for AI. Then we'll dive into latest developments surrounding the leak of Twitter source code and explore the potential implications of this leak for the future of Twitter and all of social media. Now, in the world of technology, artificial intelligence has been one of the biggest buzzwords of the past few years. And from self-driving cars to voice assistants, AI is changing the way we interact with technology and the world around us. But with great power comes great responsibility, and the potential risks and consequences of unchecked AI development have raised concerns among many people. That's where Mozilla, the company behind the popular browser Firefox, comes in. In January of 2023, Mozilla announced the creation of a new startup called Mozilla.ai, which aims to build a trustworthy, independent, and open-source AI ecosystem. The company will receive an initial investment of $30 million from Mozilla. It will be led by managing director Mosdrave, an academic at Imperial College and LSE, with over a decade of experience working on the particular applications of cutting-edge AI. Now, the creation of Mozilla.ai is part of Mozilla's ongoing efforts to create more responsible AI. The company has been mobilizing its community to document what's broken and invest in startups that are trying to build trustworthy AI. Now, Mozilla believes that this new inflection point in AI offers a real opportunity to build technology with different values, new incentives, and a better ownership model. AI has become one of the most talked about technologies in recent years, with its potential to change the way we work, communicate, and live our lives. From virtual assistants like Siri and Alexa to self-driving cars, AI is transforming industries and driving innovation. And it has the potential to bring about significant benefits from improving healthcare, reduced traffic, and more. But AI also raises important questions about its impact on society. And one of the biggest concerns about AI is its potential to automate jobs and displace workers. And according to a report from the World Economic Forum, AI and other technological advancements could replace and displace around 75 million jobs by 2022. While new jobs are also likely to be created, the pace of change could lead to the significant period of adjustments, with some people left behind. There are also concerns about the impact of AI on privacy, security, and democracy, with the potential of AI to be used to manipulate public opinion and also influence elections. Now, another concern is the potential for AI to perpetuate and amplify existing biases and inequalities. For example, if an AI system is trained on biased data, it will learn and reinforce those biases, potentially leading to discrimination and inequality. There are also concerns about the potential for AI to exacerbate inequality by concentrating power and wealth in the hands of a few tech companies and individuals. Now, given the potential risks and consequences of unchecked AI development, there's a growing consensus that AI must be developed in a responsible and trustworthy way. Now, trustworthy AI is AI that is ethical, transparent, and accountable, and that's designed to promote human well-being and benefit society as a whole. And at the core of trustworthy AI is the need for human agency and the interests of users to be prioritized. Users must have control over how their data is used, be able to make informed decisions about the use of AI. Transparency is also essential, with users needing to understand how AI systems work and how they're being used. Accountability is also important, with those responsible for developing and deploying AI systems being held accountable for any negative impacts. And the creation of trustworthy AI requires a collaborative and interdisciplinary approach, involving stakeholders from across society. And it also requires a commitment to open source principles, with the sharing of knowledge and resources being essential for building trustworthy AI systems. Mozilla has been at the forefront of efforts to create more responsible AI, and the creation of Mozilla.ai is the latest step in this ongoing effort. The company believes that the new inflection point in AI offers a real opportunity to build technology with different values, new incentives, and better ownership model all over. Mozilla AI will make it easy to develop trustworthy AI products with a focus on tools that make generative AI safer and more transparent, and people-centric recommendation systems that don't misinform or undermine our well-being as people. Now, one of the key goals of Mozilla AI is to create an independent, decentralized, and trustworthy AI ecosystem that serves as a kind of counterweight to the current status quo dominated by big tech and cloud companies. And Mozilla believes that the most significant work and investment in AI is happening the same old way, and that a group of smart, dedicated people can turn the tide and create a better AI ecosystem. And Mozilla.ai is not just a startup, also a community of like-minded founders, developers, scientists, product managers, and builders who share a vision for trustworthy AI. And Mozilla believes that the community, working collectively, can turn the tide and create an independent, decentralized, and also human-trusted AI ecosystem. Now, the future of trustworthy AI is in question here, too. It's an important step forward in the Department of Responsible Development of AI. Trustworthy AI is essential for the potential benefits of AI, and that they're realized and that the risks and consequences are minimized. Now, Mozilla's commitment to creating independent, decentralized, and trustworthy AI ecosystems reflects a broader movement towards more responsible and ethical AI development for people. Now, the creation of this system is likely to be shaped by a range of factors, including technological advancements, regulatory frameworks, and societal attitudes. And as AI continues to evolve and mature, it'll be essential to prioritize the development of trustworthy AI systems that promote human well-being and benefit society as a whole. Now, let's shift our focus a little bit to Twitter. Twitter's faced yet another hurdle since Elon Musk's tumultuous $44 billion takeover of the social media site last year. According to court filings, pieces of the computer code that's used to run Twitter were leaked online. A user identified as, quote, free speech enthusiast, shared excerpts of Twitter source code without permission on the software collaboration platform GitHub. Twitter issued a subpoena on March 24th to GitHub to identify the person responsible for sharing the code. Now, GitHub complied with Twitter's request and removed the code the same day. A spokesperson for GitHub said the company publicly shares all DMCA takedowns, which occur when content is removed from the website at the request of a copyright holder, and includes in its transparency report. Now, it's unclear if the source code used to recommend tweets is part of the leak. However, Elon Musk has previously claimed that Twitter will open source the code used to recommend tweets on March 31st of this year. It's only a few days away. And Musk expects people will find, quote, silly issues and provide code transparency will be incredibly embarrassing at first. Now, this latest hurdle as to the already tumultuous time that Twitter has faced since Musk's takeover. The billionaire entrepreneur has been an active user of the platform, often sharing his thoughts and opinions with his millions and millions of followers. However, his actions on the platform have also generated controversy and criticism over the years. Twitter has faced several issues related to content moderation, with critics accusing the company of not doing enough to combat hate speech, misinformation, and other harmful content. And Musk's company, the takeover, was seen by some as an opportunity for Twitter to address these issues and become a more responsible and ethical platform. However, the leaked source code raises new concerns about Twitter's security and the potential for data leaks and data breaches. And Twitter has not yet commented on the issue, but the company will likely face increased scrutiny and pressure to increase their security and address the concerns in the future. Now, the leaking of source code is not a new phenomenon. It's happened since the beginning of source code, and many companies have faced similar issues in the past. However, the fact that this has happened to Twitter, a major social media platform, underscores the importance of security and the need for companies to take proactive measures to protect their data and the users. And as social media platforms continue to play an increasing role in society, it is essential that they prioritize security, privacy, and well-being of their users. Twitter's latest hurdle highlights the ongoing challenges facing social media companies and the need for greater transparency, accountability, and responsibility. Thank you so much for listening to the Elon Musk podcast this week. I appreciate everybody out there that's tuning in right now. And if you could take a second, please hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on. I greatly appreciate it, and it helps the podcast out a little bit. Also, if you're a space fan, if you're into SpaceX and Elon Musk, please head over to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/spacenewspod. And hit the subscribe button over there, too, because we bring you SpaceX news as it happens. Thank you so much for listening again. My name is Will Walden. This has been the Elon Musk Podcast, and I'll see you next time.